Hello again. Ian Cottier here on this last time for brass of the month of June. Half my broadcasting year gone already. And tonight I'm going to try something that I've been thinking about for some time, featuring a number of tracks by the same instrument, but showing it off in a variety of styles. And that's for a bit later. Tonight's Time for Brass features the third and last of the bands competing in this year's Manx Music Festival. So here they are getting the show underway with the march Castell Coch.
Thank you.
And that was the Onken Silver Band, who cleaned up practically all the prizes in the Manx Music Festival's brass band classes. Most of the Onken Band later in the programme, but for now it's time for an overture. It's William Rimmer's arrangement of Mendelssohn's concert overture, Rui Blas.
Thank you.
And now it's time for the first of those trombone solos that I promised you. The soloist is Simon Johnson, who, after a brief flirtation with the violin, embarked at the age of 8 on a very distinguished career, playing and teaching the trombone. His attachments include Bess's Boys, Leyland, Fairies, and the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra. Quite a career. He is now playing a solo by another distinguished trombonist, Arthur Fryer of the Sousa Band.
Thank you.
Arthur Pryor's Thoughts of Love. And that was Simon Johnson, backed by one of Scotland's finest, Kingdom Brass. Now, I've never made any secret of my admiration of the music of Gilbert Vinter, who, after a career in mainly light music, had a quite astonishing 10-year spell writing for brass bands. Most astonishing of all, to my mind, was his ability to write for bands of all levels. Last week I featured his top section test piece, Salute to Youth. Tonight it's Vinter writing for the fourth section, drawing on French and Spanish Basque melodies of the Biscay coast. The Scottish Co-op band play Vizcaya. Vizcaya by Gilbert Vinter. For the next two choices, I've selected from Onken Silva's programme class in the Manx Music Festival. First up is soloist Chris Quayle, who plays Carl Jenkins' Lament.
Thank you.
And that was Onken's Chris Quayle. And also from Onken Silver's award-winning performance in the concert programme class, a piece that I'd never heard before, although I've played Onken's performance several times since. It's called Lake of Tenderness. This may be a good point to drop in a promo for a very popular annual event in the Villa Marina. This will be the gala concert of the Max Concert Brass and Max Youth Band, which takes place on Saturday the 11th of July, starting at 7:30. Now, my spies tell me that this will be a bit special. No, very special. Not only music, but special effects too. Here it's light music all the way, beginning with some very easy listening from Delibes' ballet Sylvia, as Yorkshire Imps play The Entry of the Huntresses. And then a quick change of style as Andrew Duncan conducts the Whitburn Band in his own arrangement of cartoon classics.
Thank you.
Time now, I think, for another of those trombone tracks that I promised you. Another soloist who's made his mark, as did Simon Johnson, whom we heard earlier, not only in brass bands but also in major symphony orchestras, here's Ian Bousfield with a real audience pleaser. You'll know it as soon as you hear it. Bolivar. Thank you. And if there's anything better than a trombone solo, well, take it from me, it just might be a trombone trio. So let's go back to Simon Johnson and the trombone section of Kingdom Brass and hear what they make of Frank Bryce's Trombola. That, I'm afraid, is almost it for this week. And we slow the tempo right down now, and we hear Black Dyke play Little Darlin'. But before that, join me again next week for another edition of Time for Brass, and that'll be a Tidwell Day special, which will include bands from Cornwall, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, and Brittany, a Celtic festival of brass. Good night.